Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the play calling wasn't really an issue. We tried to do the things that were in the game plan, and we never really generated a rhythm. We had the turnover early when we had a little bit of a drive going there. Petrie made a nice play on that flat route. That low interception hurt us. So I didn't think that was really the issue.
That was Harbs after the game, searching for answers. And Jason, you brought up a good point in the group chat, like. The way that Harb coached
this team. Who does he think he's coaching?
Yeah, the way he coached this team was something.
Let's go back to deferring. What planet am I on?
Because get that defense out there. Get a stop.
I mean, don't give me the second half. Bro, you're getting the second half doesn't even matter in these games. How about you try to, like, establish the run and attack them? You like, why would you want to put this god-awful defense on the field at home to start a game in a must-win game? No, I don't care about traditional, like, wisdom. This is the hand you were dealt. Your GM sucks at his job. You've got no players. And so that side of the ball is abject failure. Why are we deferring?
Well, and also kicking the field goal on your offensive drive.
It's
the first
on my
offensive
list.
Drive. Not
How going- are you not going for it on fourth and two there?
Yeah.
You just berated your offensive coordinator, who's actually good at his job, yeah, for a full week about short yardage and not being able to get Derrick Henry going in short yardage. And you're trying that field goal instead of fourth and two? Like, what part of you thought your defense wasn't going to get pushed around all day? Like, I don't
delusional
get
part?
That. At what point does the special teams stop looking like high school and community college level? Like, at what point do we stop having rudimentary, fundamental penalties on special teams? At what point do their return groups out surpass the other teams? At what point do we stop negating? Like, I actually feel bad for Stout. I'm not a big Stout guy. But he has an absolute game-changing punt, and they give it right back.
Yes, yes.
And so, of course, it gets in his head, and then what happens on the next one? But, like, I'm sorry, Harbs, bro. I got to look at you, man. You're the special teams, Maven.
Yeah.
I know you can't coach all three units. Leave Monk alone. He's actually got that. Let Pagano run your defense. Throw Zach Orr to the Wolves. You might need to get rid of Horton too. You better coach special teams, Holmes. What is that? How can that happen?
All hands on deck. And I just, I love this theory. And by the way, and you, I will turn to you with the betting part of it. The fact that the Ravens are still the betting favorites to win this division is something to me. Like, this assumption that
I'm all over the Steelers.
Like you get past the Rams and the schedule gets easier. You think Ben Johnson's not going to have something for this? This defense isn't getting better. No. That's the one thing we need to come to terms with.
Williams might run for 150 yards on this team.
You can't be talking about playoffs right now. You have to be hoping for a competitive game. We haven't seen that in a couple weeks.
They beat one quarterback. Who isn't the starting quarterback? They let a 5'5", sixth round pick replace him in London.
Yes.
And he looked markedly better.
Yeah.
So that doesn't even, like, bro, who do people, like, people, the schedule, who are they better than?
Well, that's what I was saying in the open.
Like, we're going to do a six pack tomorrow, worst teams in the NFL.
Yeah.
Bro, who are they better than?
They have been the get right game. That's who they've been these past few weeks.
But are you with me that Harbaugh needs to realize?
Yes.
You need to do anything you can to win a game. And whatever, like, you don't have many strengths, you better figure out or even perceive strengths. You need to play to them. Putting your defense on the field to start that game, No, bro. You got a much better shot letting Monk figure something out in an early script to at least establish some offense, to start churning away at the clock and the number of plays you need to maybe buy your defense a chance to play with a lead. I know that they had one briefly in Kansas City and then...
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah.
But like...
Had the ball first.
That blows my mind. And the 55-yard field goals with this kid, stop.
And we'll get more into it during TMI, but that's where yesterday was so alarming for me, because I think a discernible strength of a John Harbaugh coach team going back to 2008 is typically when they face adversity, that's when this team plays at its best.
Yes.
And you can go back to... his rookie year, them going on the road into Tennessee, the number one seed. No one's giving them a chance, and they somehow win that game. They weren't afraid going into Foxborough. Beating the Steelers, sweeping them with Ryan Mallett as your starting quarterback in 2015 when they were decimated with injuries. Tyler Huntley going toe-to-toe with MVP Aaron Rodgers. Like, them playing with the Rams when they won the Super Bowl that same year. For them to get blown out and play three consecutive non-competitive games, I'm hitting the panic button right now.
Hitting the panic button. It's over. It's over.
No, I'm with you. But like, it just, that was rock bottom yesterday. That was a jarring sight.
Here's the sad part. It's not rock bottom because the Rams are coming to town Sunday. And Sean McVay's pissed because they've lost two of their last three games in games they had no business losing.
Dude.
And they're gonna tear this up.
Harbaugh off a bye. Harbaugh off a bye. Andy Reid guys off a bye. They come off a bye and lose to Chicago. I got news for you. That's a new rock bottom.
Yeah.
Let Lamar come back because they're not winning every game with Lamar. Get out of here. Yeah. Let Lamar come back after a bye and lose to Chicago. That's I mean, like, they're showing you who they are. They've had many chances to bow up at least nominally. Believe them. Believe them.
To Bone's point, number one with a bullet, like Harb's teams always played for him. They've quit on him. No, like they're quitting, they're done.
This is, like I said at the open, he cannot get them to respond, and I'm not sure they really want to respond to him. Even what Van Noy said is pretty...
Van Noy stopping before he, like, when they was hit about a accountability.
That whole exchange is very, very telling. Now, he's another guy who... I told you in the offseason, you got two options with him. If you're bringing him back, you need to make him feel really, really whole, especially if you're taking care of Derrick Henry and these other people, right? Or you better bring in somebody a whole hell of a lot better than him who's an actual pass rusher so that you can bring him along for the ride. They didn't either.
Ravens lose 44-10 coming up next. By the way, we're going to take your calls at the bottom of the hour, 410-583-1057. I'm sure there will be a lot of positivity, but 245, we're taking your calls. But coming up next, it's a 2 6-pack Monday. First one, 6-pack of defensive observations. There's a lot of them, and it's next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.